Jill Biden has no constitutional authority. And you know what? Who better than my man Tucker Carlson to break this down a little bit? And then I'll obviously give my own amazing analysis. Listening to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
Who? Well, thankfully, there's a doctor in the house, Dr. Jill. White House publicity team released this action shot today of Dr. Jill, who we should tell you, by the way, is not actually a doctor, hitting the books as she readies herself to represent America in the global family of nations. Preparing for the G7, reads the caption. She's got her reading glasses on and a pen in hand. You can see her husband's monogrammed jacket on the chair behind her. She's sitting at Joe Biden's own desk on Air Force One, so the point couldn't be clearer. Dr. Jill's in charge now. But what's in the binder?
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Our question. What exactly is Dr. Jill reading? We can't say, of course, we don't have that clearance. But we can hope that finally, after all these years, she is taking the time to edit her now famous doctoral dissertation, the one on community colleges in Delaware. Dr. Jill apparently was in a rush when she wrote it the first time. That accounts for the many typos, including in the first paragraph of the introduction, as well as for the unforgettable sentences like this one. Quote, according to the...
Now he just makes fun of her dissertation, which is terrible. But she has no constitutional authority. She is not... FLOTUS is not a position. FLOTUS isn't anything. And that's just... I mean, if that's the case, and I know what you're saying. I appreciate you. You know, I'm glad you don't think I'm picking on you. I'm not. It's just actually a good place for me to jump off on. If the wife of the president is supposed to step in, then what the hell do you have a vice president for? I mean, obviously, with Kamala la 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 la, you need as many people there as possible, because they're all stupid. But this idea that that Edith Wilson stepped in, because the vice president was already there. The vice president was there. So there was no need for her. Just like there's no need for the Jezebel. And that's right. I'm going to Jezebel Jill, as I'm going to call her from now on. Jezebel Jill Biden. To be sitting at the president's desk. We're prepping for the G7. What are you prepping? What are you doing? Are you putting little pictures in there for him? Are you highlighting it? What are you doing? You shouldn't have access to any of that stuff. You're not a politician. But nope, just like Edith Wilson. Just like Edith Wilson, who did not hesitate when her husband had a stroke. Took over the reins. As it even says in her biographies. Any of the biographies that you look at. She played an influential role in President Wilson's administration. For the remainder of her husband's presidency, she managed the office of the president. She had no... There was no role. There was no role. There's no explanation. There was nothing for Edith Wilson, yet she was a steward of the presidency. And remember, I told you, Jill craved the office of the president. When people were saying, why is Biden still running? He's an absolute joke. The guy can't remember anything. It's not about Joe, it's about Jill. It's always been about Jill. Because Joe doesn't know where he is, man. You just give Joe some ice cream, and he's like, all right, yeah, whatever, Joe, you go do stuff. This is her moment. And the press is playing along with this Dr. Jill narrative from CNN. CNN's Kate Bennett Jill from Philly meets the Queen. They still want to pump out this narrative that Jill and Joe are these aw shucksers when they're power hungry phonies. And I'll say it again, Jezebel Jill forced her husband to run again, forced him to continue. I'm sure they could have. The fact of the matter is, the election was rigged. Joe was the most, I guess they felt Joe was the easiest one that would go down with. But they could have done it with any of them. They could have done it with Bernie. They could have done it with any of them. With Michael Bloomberg, if he was a little better. They didn't need Joe. They didn't need Joe. But Jill did. Because remember, the Jezebel suggests that a person was a pagan masquerading as a servant of God. Jill Biden encompasses the Jezebel spirit. And Jezebel Jill, and this is it. This is for her. She's sitting at the friggin' desk of the president. We're ready. What are you doing? I'll say it again. What in the hell is your role? Can you please find, and we already know the answer. I'm just kind of going for broke here. We know that there is no constitutional role for you, Jezebel Jill. We know there's none. They're going to try and fool you with FLOTUS title and all these other nonsensical things. But this is a woman who is lusted after the spotlight, who has desired to be like Melania in the way that they fawn over her. And so she has used her husband, who is not a great man to begin with anyway. Remember we played the Si Sue Puede clip, where she's such a terrible politician. She's such a terrible politician that she needed Joe, a guy who doesn't even know where he is, to run. So she could saunter on up to the podium and get this adulation that isn't deserved like this. Listen up here on the Bear Breed. This was her at an RAF base in England yesterday.
Joe and I are always excited.
Oh, her voice is like a nail on a chalkboard being killed by a cat.
To visit with our troops and their families.
Oops, sorry. I know, maybe it's better that we don't listen to it, but there is one part that I want you to listen to. The fact that she emasculates her husband, who the only reason this wench is there, Jezebel, is because of him.
And the Colonel's right, you are heroes.
Is this the right one? No, that's a different one. Hold on. I got terrible ones all over the place. Here we go. I got people bouncing stuff all over me. I'm a little all over the place. And let's see. Here we go.
And I are always excited to visit with our troops and their families. You know, you can sit down. I don't want you to stand through
this false modesty. I don't want you to stand for me. She loves it. She loves it. Don't get that wrong. This fake modesty, this fakeness. Oh, you don't have to stand for me, for little old Jill Biden. Loves it. If in her mind she's like, stand, peasant, stand for me. Worship me.
Oh,
And you notice somebody said, love you, Joe. She gets so mad. She wants to be the loved one. She wants that. She wants that adulation. So people say, we love you, Joe. Whatever. Who cares about that? What does she do? Listen to this.
Joe, pay attention.
I'm going to emasculate you right in front of everybody. My stupid husband. My stupid husband, and the only reason I'm here. Shut up, Joe. Joe's like, can I get some ice cream or something? I don't really know what's going on here. Shut up, Joe. Could not wait. Could not wait to emasculate him. Not that we have to worry about that, because Joe doesn't even know where the hell he is.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Sydney, you're 14 years old. When I was 14, if you, please, Eddie.
Everybody was like, Joe, tell him to sit down. Don't talk about 14-year-olds. Don't talk about 14-year-olds, Joe. Please.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
Jill's like, I'm first lady, though. Don't forget that. I'm first lady. I get to fly in Air Force One. And I get to sit at the desk and I get to play pretend. That's all she's doing. Plays pretend. Nobody gave her any authority. And yet she acts like it, because she has that Jezebel spirit. Now, I'm not even attaching this to how she met Joe. I'm not even connecting Jezebel Jill to their meeting. I'm talking about it now. I'm talking about it now. She's an apostate. She pretends to be a Catholic. Masquerading. Who does she serve? No one. And this is what we are seeing. A fawning press. Oh, she wore a jacket about love. She must obviously be trolling Melania. She's not smart enough to do that, folks. She's not smart enough to do that. Let's understand. She's not. The archetype of a wicked woman is the Jezebel. Jill Biden is a wicked woman.